Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a statement here that I had purchased or something was billed to my credit card on January 13th, and I disputed this amount, and then I think they investigated and said that it had been delivered to my home. Can you tell me what this Prime Trendy Gadgets is that I purchased on January 13th?
So I definitely understand your call in regards to charges. In order for me to specify the charge or service provided, I will have to locate your information. Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code, please?
Sure. Aida Pavese, P-A-V-E-S-E, and my zip code is 11725.
And can you spell the first name, please?
A-I-D-A. And your name is O?
That's correct.
Just a letter O?
That's correct.
Does it stand for anything else? Because I want to keep track of who I spoke to.
No, ma'am. It's just O.
Okay. Is there an ID number or anything?
No? I will provide you with a confirmation once we, you know, overall, at the end of the call. So that won't be a problem.
That'll
just a few more minutes, please.
Sure.
And if possible, do you know the last four digits of the credit or debit card that was used?
6743. Because I changed it. I canceled it because I called Citicard and they said, if you don't believe that's your purchase, we will cancel your account. But at that time, it's 6743.
And can you verify your mailing address, please?
11 Coconut Drive. Comac, New York.
Okay, just a moment. So I show that you, first, your account has already been canceled. That was done on January the 26th, but it does show that an entry was completed for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. And within the terms and conditions, it is explained by submitting your entry that you would also be signing up for our meal plan Bites Hub, which provides recipe guides, cut cards, boost energy, etc., priced at $49.89 a month. So
what is
also,
this? What is this?
It's called Bites Hub. The service that we provide is a meal plan. But initially, you completed a entry for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. That's how you were enrolled into our service.
But I never got anything like that. I never got a vacuum. I never got any of the food or anything.
You weren't necessarily going to receive anything. I'm just clarify. It's a sweepstakes that you would have entered. So just because you did enter the sweepstakes does not guarantee you as a winner. So if you were not selected, you weren't going to receive anything. You just submitted
an
entry.
And why am I being charged $49.89?
Because our meal plan is partnered with the sweepstakes you entered. If you reviewed through the terms and conditions when signing up, you would have saw that it would have explained that you'd be signing up for our service.
No, but meal plan? I don't understand. Oh, I don't get any food delivered here.
They don't deliver food. It's an app you download to your phone. So when you signed up for the sweepstakes, an email was sent to you on how to download the app to your mobile device. And the email address we have is robertpave@gmail.com.
No, this has to be undone
Okay.
because this is not something that I signed up for. Oh, so I have to find out how to.
So are you indicating this is fraud? Because I do already show that you've already disputed the charge. That was
Yes,
done
I
February
did.
the 1st.
Yeah, and they told me that they had shown that something was delivered to my home, that the item was delivered to my home, and that now they're reinstating the charge, and also that now I have to contact my credit may be jeopardized because of this. I mean, I don't even know. This is called PrimeTrendyGadgets.com,
That's the
and I said
description
I
of
have
the
no
that the mer
idea.
that your
I have no.
institution provides, but the name of the service you have is called Bites Hub,
That.
BitesHub.
No, that's not what they call it.
So,
They say.
I'm not referring to the description of the statement. I'm referring to the actual service. It's called Bites Hub. The
No.
description doesn't necessarily describe the service provided. So, if
Yeah,
you
but
are,
I
I
don't
guess
have
to
this. I
clarify, I'm
don't
going to
have.
ask a question. Are you indicating these are fraudulent charges?
Yeah, that's what I
Okay,
did.
so your
Oh,
account is already
but
canceled. What I'll do is connect you to our fraud department. They will open an
yeah.
investigation to see who used the credit or debit card without authorization. Just to be aware, we do handle fraud seriously, so anyone who has done this will be
No,
prosecuted. So I will go ahead and
I'm
get
just
someone on the
telling you.
line for you.
Hold on, oh, please. You said you were going to give me a number also.
I
I
mean, I can
don't
provide you
dis.
with a confirmation. That's not a problem. I just wanted to let you know I would have to connect you over to our fraud team. Whenever you're ready for the confirmation, I will provide it.
I like the confirmation now.
Okay, not a problem. Confirmation is Sears and Charles,
Go ahead.
920-376.
C920. 376
826.
826. Okay.
And that, of course, is going to be the full confirmation. That's just in regards to the account being canceled. But our fraud department will further assist and explain exactly the investigation process, things of that nature, and what will be done moving forward.
Now, is this confirmation or this, am I speaking to a representative of Citicard?
No, ma'am. I'm the representative. Our company is a third party, but of course, the service that's provided through Bites Hub, that's what you have with us. So that's who I will be a representative for.
Oh, by itself. Now,
Bites
how can
Hub.
I undo this? Because I've never
It's already
utilized
canceled,
this.
ma'am, so you don't have an active account with us. We're just going to get an investigation started since you stated you weren't the one to sign up for the sweepstakes. You don't recall signing up for any of the offers provided.
And I didn't receive anything.
So the fraud department is going to further assist from here. Again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Hold on a moment.